It's the Anna and Raven Talent Show. Well, kind of. We're just going to compete against each other, but that's coming up in a little bit. My daughter, Hayden, she's going to be 14, so she's in middle school, and they had the school-wide talent show, and she was telling me about everybody's talents.
That's cool.
It's so cool.
Yeah, you gotta have guts to get up there and do it.
Yes.
You know, so I applaud you.
I mean, there's the kids that played the saxophone, the piano, the contemporary dance, like all kind of monologues, and I was like, wow, like these kids are so talented. When we had talent shows growing up, it wasn't so much talent. Yeah. It was just kind of like they let us on stage. And now we're just going to kind of, I don't know, flop around.
I got to be honest with you. I mean, I think I was pretty nervous. I don't really recall doing a talent show. I mean, I may have been required in one of my grades, but I don't really remember doing that. You know,
when I was little, whenever there was a talent show, I would just do dance stuff. Like me and two friends would do some kind of dance,
right.
You know, like. In Vogue, I remember we did one year.
Really?
Yes.
That's great.
But in college.
In Vogue.
That's what we did.
Oh my gosh.
And we were like 12 years old in knee-high boots.
Hold on.
Yeah.
Do your love.
Like with the knee-high boots and like the black biker shorts. Now in retrospect, I'm like, huh.
Yeah, where were your parents on that
like,
one?
I don't know.
Mom should have pulled you out.
But I remember at Pace, I went to Pace University. I was second runner-up. As a tap dancer in the Pace University talent show.
I mean, one of Anna's proudest moments. And the best part is what was your tap dance skill level?
I had just learned the week before. I had my sister is 10 years younger than me. She was like 12 years old taking tap classes. I was like, give me your tap shoes and show me how to tap. And that's what I did. And I came in second runner up. We asked around the office, like, what was your talent when you were like, you know, in your talent shows? Here's what they said.
Yeah.
Well, we performed a duet from Annie. I don't need anyone but you. Is that how it went?
Who was we?
My daughter and I. It was her fourth grade talent show. And she loved Annie, and she put her little red dress on. And
you and your daughter did it together?
Why not?
My daughter would never let me, and it would be my dream come true.
I love that movie, the original. Love it.
So if me and you were to perform Annie... Hold on,
my gosh.
Here's her performing.
As long as I can be, what's his name? Albert Finney. As long as I can be whatever.
Daddy Warbucks.
As I can do his parts, it'd be great.
That's what Pam was. Listen.
I don't need anyone but you.
You were Daddy Warbucks?
Guilty.
Yeah, you could also be Daddy Warbucks.
Yeah, Rooster was great too, though. And they had a rooster. Yes, that would be so. I love Carol Burnett. Everything about that movie.
1-800-330-9999. Derek, what was your talent at the talent show?
It's funny when I think back, but I used to have this talent. I don't do it so much anymore, but I could belch on cue and tunes of music, too.
What happens when you get on stage and you're in fifth grade and all of a sudden you start burping?
Your friends go nuts. Your friends love it. Yeah, you're a legend. Yeah, the teachers roll their eyes.
There's no way you win the talent show by burping.
I mean, if the kids are voting, right, it's on crowd participation.
Ugh. I feel like you have to lie on the sheet of paper when you write what your talent is, because there's no way that Mrs. Smith from grade 2 lets you on stage when that's your talent.
God bless the 80s, right? Because you could do that type of stuff. Imagine, though, there's little Melissa from grade 4. She's been playing piano since she was 4 years old. She's a true prodigy with a great talent. Guess what? Second runner-up.
1-800-330-9999. When you were in the talent show, what was your talent? What was your talent in the school talent show? My daughter, who's almost 14, she had her school talent show, and there was so much great talent. Kids playing the saxophone, the piano, performing contemporary dance. I'm like, when we were little, that's not what our talents were like.
I mean, I tip the hat to them. I mean, it's very gutsy to get up there and do it. You're very brave.
Yeah. So we asked around the office, what was your talent in the school talent show?
I played polka music on the accordion. Don't be laughing at that. I really did. All the time. Every year. And 1 year I won. Oh, I played all kinds of polka music. The beer barrel polka, the Helena polka. Roll out the barrel. We'll have a barrel of fun.
Uh-huh. It's so great.
I mean, if you knew him in the office, you'd know that that is 100% real.
Yep.
And he did that. And if you went to school with him, then you knew that 1 year you just had to be like, all right, he's got to win once. He's got to win one time. He's been doing it since he was six.
1-800-330-9999. Michelle, what was your talent when you were in the school talent show?
Well, have you heard or do you know of Marcel Marceau, the pantomime artist from way back in the day?
You mean like a mime? Is that what?
Yes. So my best friend and I in high school dressed up like it was called Bip the Clown was his deal. Marcel Marceau, the French guy. And we did like a mirrored pantomime act. Yeah, it's corny and everything, but we thought it was cool at the time.
Miming in general is weird. Raven and I tried it at one time.
She just tells you it was a thing she had a passion for. I mean, but the first words out of your mouth.
But I'm just saying, it actually is kind of cool if you get over the fact that you're miming, like, you know?
Yeah. Did you glass wall? Did you do glass wall? Did you do climb the rope?
Did you wear a beret?
We did circles and stuff like that. I was embarrassed later.
You did glass wall. You're just not proud of the performance that you gave. That's all. You know, if you did it better, you might have won.
We got an applause anyway out of kindness, I think.
Yeah, they were like, get out of here.
One time I did some research, and there's miming college that you can go to, and you can take miming classes to this day.
I want you to imagine your daughter comes to you and tells you that, Mom, I know I haven't had a job for the last couple of years,
right.
And I know, you know, that you prefer that I stay at home, but I'm going away now,
right.
And I'm going to be living on campus, and the tuition for the miming college is $33,000 the first semester.
Good. I'm going to say...
How's that going to go?
I don't think it's going to go well. I don't think that conversation is going to go well. I'm going to try something else. Go back to your room, think about what you've just said, and then come back to me. Jake, what was your talent in your school talent show?
All right, I'm super not proud of this. I did not think this through. So I ended up doing an impromptu interpretive dance to the Divinyls' I Touch Myself.
Oh, God. I mean, this talent show clearly had booze being served.
Was it a college talent show, or were you in fourth grade?
I mean, that's got to be college.
This was fifth grade. Like I said, I did not think this through. I don't know exactly what I did, but, like, I'll never forget looking out into the audiences with the judges and seeing just, like, ghost white faces.
And you were expelled the next day.
Mm-hmm. It didn't go well.
Olivia, what was your talent at the talent show?
So it wasn't my school show, but it was my camp talent show at the end of the session. And I sang Standing Outside the Fire by Garth Brooks. And you could have heard a pin drop in that place.
Friends in Low Places. That always gets the crowd going.
I mean, if you were insisting on Garth Brooks, sure.
Coming up next, we're going to have our own talent show. And I have a costume that goes along with mine. I'm very excited. It's coming up. I've been on the air in a lot of weird positions. This is the weirdest that I've ever been in. Right now, I'm standing on top of the board. I have my tap shoes on. I'm wearing my full glitter patriotic outfit because it's the Anna and Raven talent show. If we go off the air, it's because I'm dancing on top of the board and we did not get permission to do this.
Yeah, that's the funny thing is, right? So yesterday when we were, you know, kind of spitfiring this idea of the talent show, we discussed different areas where it would be safe for Anna to go ahead and do her talent. And never once was the board actually the spot that we selected.
Yeah. Okay, so how it's going to work... It's going to be me versus producer John, who's going to be singing in a little bit, and producer Sean, who's going to do impressions. I'm going to be tap dancing. We're filming all of this. It'll go up on Instagram at Anna and Raven. I'm in a full glitter red, white, and blue outfit with a top hat. I'm ready to tap dance. Okay,
all right.
Play the music when you are. I'm ready.
Yes, let me get your music, okay?
I'm so afraid for her.
Last full of change, full of...
I mean, you're phenomenal. I mean, it's great.
I am terrified.
A lot of movement over here with the equipment. If you're watching the video, you think there was an earthquake. Great job. Great job.
Well, I'm going to come down now so I don't hurt myself.
Somebody help her down,
okay.
Please.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I'll just sit here awkwardly on top of this board. No problem.
All right. Hold on. I've got to find all of his... impression references here. All this different movement going on here in the studio. It's been crazy. So explain what your talent is going to be there, producer Sean.
So I'm going to do impressions. I love doing impressions. I love doing voices, especially when the mics are off. All I do is sit in that studio and just start talking as other people.
Yeah.
Producer John knows it very well.
And you have three specific examples that you're going to be doing today.
I have three, yes.
Okay. And we're going to start with this guy right here.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your continued support. That's why we're having the biggest My Pillow sale ever.
Mike Lindell.
They're going to be the best pillows you ever bought in the world. I swear to God, I made these pillows in a prison cell when I was in jail. You're going to love My Pillow.
I mean, it wasn't terrible, but it wasn't good.
That's the best Mark Liddell you've ever heard.
Right?
All right.
Yeah.
All right. He's got a couple more. Let's calm down, right?
Okay.
I mean, maybe he's just getting into it. Here we go.
Well, the Muppets and I went into the studio to do this album. We sort of got lost. Ended up singing with a lot of people. And it made a nice album, so we put it all together. Lots of fun.
Let's hear your Kermit.
Now, I don't remember doing an album or putting it out. I don't even remember having an album with the Muppets at all, myself, personally speaking.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
Yeah, not bad.
No.
And you know what I think the difference is you sound more like the original Kermit.
Yep.
And people miss that Kermit. They do. They miss him. Yeah. Okay.
Last but not least.
All right. Last impression here.
I get asked a lot, how do you keep your cars looking so good? We do it by using Jay Leno's Garage Car Care and Detailing Products.
So if you don't know who that is, that's Jay Leno.
Oh, it's Jay Leno. I had no idea who that was.
Jay Leno is a lot of fun because he had the lift. But the issue I had with Jay Leno is that I don't know what else to talk about when I'm doing the impression besides cars and bad jokes.
Hmm.
You hear what I'm saying? You hear this?
I'm going to go with Kermit as your best representation of who you are.
But I don't know if it's better than my tap dancing. My tap dancing was really impressive.
Yeah.
Raven gets to be the judge, but there's one more competitor. And it's the guy who plays in a band who's writing a love song for Valentine's Day. Producer John, you'll hear his and then you'll decide who did the best. It's coming up next.
Yeah, I'll review my vote then.
It's the Anna and Raven talent show today. We're trying to see who has the most talent. Raven gets to be the judge because he had no talent to exhibit at this time.
Yeah, I mean, if you're in the car and you're feeling for me, that was actually what I said in the meeting when it came up. So
and
don't
it was
feel
true.
Bad for
we
me.
We tried to find him a talent. He literally had nothing. Nothing to offer. But if you missed it a few minutes ago, I put on a sequence red, white, and blue outfit, and I tap danced on the studio board. Ready? Here's what it sounded like.
Last full change full.
We are so lucky we didn't take ourselves off the air.
I mean, honestly,
so
I was kind of hoping for it, you know. I was thinking to myself, like, that would have been great video. I was kind of, you know, I was leaning towards it happening, but, you know, hey.
And then producer Sean did his impressions. This was his best one of Kermit the Frog.
Now, I don't remember doing an album or putting it out. I don't even remember having an album with the Muppets at all, myself, personally speaking.
That was pretty good.
I thought it was decent. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was decent, man.
I'm just saying, it ain't easy being green.
Mm-hmm.
All right, pal.
All right. Yeah, you already had your shot.
Right.
Now, the only one of us that actually has a real talent is producer John, who is a in a band and plays the guitar and all that kind of stuff. So, John,
yeah,
go ahead. He has a skill.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and perform your Valentine's Day song as part of the Anna and Raven talent show.
You both sound so salty about it. All right. This is a Valentine's Day song for my fellow musicians out there. Roses are red and violets are blue. A nice steak dinner with a table for two. Champagne flutes and a gift for you. These are all the things I want to do once the band makes it big. I'm telling you, babe, this is our year. All right? I'm following this guy on Instagram who works for Atlantic Records. We got an extra 100 streams on Spotify this week. It's going to happen. This year it's McDonald's and Coors Light. Next year my career is gonna take flight. Doesn't have to stop this romantic night. Fancy charcuterie with figs once the band makes it big.
Yep.
There you go.
All right.
That was
all right.
Very romantic.
Yeah, I mean, and realistic.
Uh huh.
Which
right.
is good.
Yeah, I like that you think next year is this year. You've already given up on this year.
Here's the thing. You guys are my band now. We're the band, you guys.
Okay.
Next year's going to be our year.
I mean, we're doing all right.
You're trying to lean on me to get this vote here. Gosh, this is really hard now because, I mean, I feel like John's song was pretty good.
Okay, but I tap danced and I bought a sequins outfit, and who knows who wore that outfit last because it was very itchy. And
I'm just saying, you vote for me, you get a mop pillow.
All right, I'm going to have to say I'm sorry to Mike Lindell, and I'm sorry to John, even though, again, they were both very good. I think it's the outfit for Anna that really put it over the top.
I mean, it has fringes on it. Yeah. Fringes.
Yeah, the top hat to go with it and everything.
Yeah, it's a lot. I was committed to that.
The only thing that would have been better if she actually did go through the board.
You literally risked life, limb, and livelihood because you could have just taken us right off the air.
Guys, I know this sounds dumb, but like I haven't put my tap shoes on since before I had knee surgery last year. That was a big step for me to do that.
You're like kind of welling up right now. Like you seem emotional.
I just won. I won the Animated Talent Show, which means nothing, but it was a big day.
There's no trophy. I'm sorry. Right. So maybe next time.